Those who worked at Ground Zero after 9/11 are eligible to receive the vaccine starting on Monday, but they have to wait online like everyone else.
The government owes these people a debt. I believe the government is responsible for tens of thousands of people in the 9/11 community having respiratory illnesses and cancer because the EPA lied to us about the quality of the air. And as a result, the 9/11 community's health is severely compromised now due to this COVID-19.
Michael Barish represents thousands of 9/11 survivors. He says they have diseases and cancers caused by the debris at Ground Zero,
which is a problem with a virus that attacks the respiratory system like the coronavirus. He wants the state to open a special vaccine appointment hotline just for them. And he wants vaccination sites set up at World Trade Center health facilities in Comac, Mineola, and Brentwood. He says he's lost over 100 clients to the coronavirus. This is C19, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut and New York region.
Coming up, a closer look at Connecticut's budget proposal, expanded veterans benefits for those who are less than honorably discharged, and the backlash over admissions from the Cuomo administration about the state's nursing homes. I'm Charles Lane.
And I'm Desiree DiOrio.
Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont has received mixed reviews from state lawmakers over his $46 billion two-year state budget proposal. The package includes the legalization of pot and a truck-only highway fee. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Democratic legislative leaders support Lamont's proposal. Senate Majority Leader Bob Duff says it's a good start.
We will look at the budget from our perspective and our lens and negotiate with him as far as what is a good product for the people of the state of Connecticut.
Lamont says he wants to make it more affordable to live in the state. However, he has to deal with a projected $4 billion two-year deficit. Republicans who are in the minority say they are not impressed by the governor's proposal.
It's sort of a mediocre budget that is safe and provides multiple choice options for the legislature.
That's Vincent Candelora, the GOP leader in the House. He takes issue with Lamont's proposal to legalize and tax marijuana as a new source of state revenue.
It's become sort of a commercialized enterprise, and that's complicated the debate, not just for Republicans, but for Democrats too. And I think that's why that proposal's never been able to move forward over the last 6 years.
The Republicans also criticized Lamont for relying on federal aid that has yet to be realized. Budget negotiations between the governor and the lawmakers are expected to begin in earnest after state income tax returns are received in April. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
Connecticut lawmakers want to expand state benefits for veterans who were less than honorably discharged due to their sexual orientation. State Senator and Army veteran Catherine Austin introduced the bill. She says when Don't Ask, Don't Tell was repealed a decade ago, that meant service members who were kicked out for being gay could qualify for federal benefits. But not many have applied, and the repeal did not affect state benefits.
What this does is it allows us to promote it on the state side. And there are some state benefits that people could qualify for that are not federal benefits.
Those state benefits include things like property tax breaks, educational opportunities, and disability benefits. Connecticut is home to about 200,000 veterans. Austin says the bill is part of a larger effort to make the state more veteran-friendly.
Coming up, the backlash against Cuomo over the state's nursing home death numbers, but first headlines and a message from C19's supporter.
Support for C19 comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
The The 7-day COVID-19 positivity rate continues to tick down in our region. Connecticut is now at 3.2%, Long Island at 5.1%, and the rest of New York is at 4.1%.
Both states are updating guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on quarantines for fully vaccinated people who are exposed to someone with COVID-19.
Quarantines will no longer be required for people who have received both doses of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine and have had at least 2 weeks to build up immunity from the second shot.
The New York State Assembly passed a bill that will add environmental rights to the state constitution. The new amendment would give residents the right to clean air and water. A ballot referendum will be sent to voters for approval in the November general election. New York would become the third state to give residents environmental rights, behind Pennsylvania and Montana, if approved by the voters.
Suffolk County lawmakers are preparing for sweeping housing discrimination reform laws coming from Albany. Lawmakers and advocates say Black and Latino communities are vulnerable to housing bias when buying or renting a home. The New York Senate this week passed 11 bills that would combat housing discrimination.
New York political leaders on both sides of the aisle are calling for actions, including a criminal investigation of Governor Andrew Cuomo and his top aides, and an end to the governor's emergency powers during the COVID-19 pandemic. The outcry follows a New York Post report that the governor's chief of staff said during a private meeting that the administration deliberately withheld key data on nursing home deaths during the pandemic. Karen DeWitt reports.
The New York Post published comments from a private conference call between top Cuomo officials and several Democratic lawmakers, including the chairs of the Assembly and Senate Health and Investigations Committees. The meeting was called to discuss the lawmakers' frustrations over the Cuomo administration's months-long withholding of key data on the over 15,000 deaths at nursing homes and other adult care facilities during the pandemic so far. The meeting was secretly recorded and then leaked to the paper. The Post reports that during the gathering, Cuomo's chief of staff, Melissa DeRosa, told them they delayed releasing the numbers to lawmakers and to the public because they feared political repercussions from a potential Trump administration Department of Justice probe. "We froze," DeRosa said, according to the paper, which also reports that DeRosa apologized to the lawmakers for putting them in an awkward political position. Leading Republicans immediately called for the governor's resignation or impeachment. Senate Minority Leader Rob Ort says the state's attorney general and President Joe Biden administration's Justice Department should begin independent investigations.
"I've never felt such outrage with the governor."
Ort says it's more than just a political scandal. He says it raises questions of whether Cuomo aides obstructed a federal inquiry by delaying the release of the data.
"This administration, if what was reported last night is true, deliberately covered up important information, withholding it not only from the public and members of the legislature, but also from the federal government and federal investigators. And they did so for expressly political purposes."
Senator Sue Serino, ranking minority member on the Senate Aging Committee, says the Post report also raises questions about the conduct of the Democratic lawmakers who attended the private meeting. After the meeting, in a statement, the lawmakers said that the gathering was productive, but they did not make any mention of DeRosa's specific comments.
"Certainly think about the Senate Ethics Committee probably has the possibility to look into the chairs maybe stepping down, at least temporarily, until this investigation is over, because they have a lot to answer for."
The Democratic lawmakers did make public after the meeting a 16-page memo given to them by Health Commissioner Zucker that released some new details. Senate Aging Committee Chair Rachel May, in an interview with public radio station WRVO, said she did not want to comment on the Post report, which quoted her as complaining to Cuomo officials that their secrecy was politically damaging to her during a re-election campaign. May says she'd rather focus on action the Senate took on a number of bills to try to improve transparency in the state's nursing home policies, including a requirement that the health department conduct better inspections of the homes and to publish deaths from
infections in real time.
It's frustrating to me because all the attention is on, you know, the noise and not on the action that we've been taking.
Several Democrats, though, are joining the Republicans and calling for more action. Freshman Senators Samra Brouk, Jeremy Cooney, and John Manion want the legislature to conduct public hearings with witnesses under oath. On Friday, DeRosa released a partial transcript of the meeting with the Democratic lawmakers, and she clarified the context of the remarks. In a statement, she says she explained to the lawmakers that when the administration received the DOJ inquiry in late August, they had to temporarily set aside the legislature's request for the information. And she says Cuomo's staff told both houses of the legislature at the time about the justice probe. After that, she says, they were focused on dealing with the second wave of the virus over the holidays and then the vaccine rollout. And she promised to be more forthcoming in the future. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. C19 is supported by Hartford HealthCare.
Here at WSHU, we think local news is important. We're glad that you think it's important, too. Thank you for your support, and thank you for sharing our podcast with your friends. I'm Desiree DiOrio.
And I'm Charles Lane. We'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend.